All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Well, folks, it is almost here as it is time to decide the national champion in the world of college football. And we're going to have two familiar foes going at it, as you're going to have the Clemson Tigers out of the Atlantic Coast Conference taking on the Alabama Crimson Tide out of the Southeastern Conference for the second consecutive year. These two teams met last January in the national championship game, which took place at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, and we were treated to a great game as Alabama got by Clemson by the score of 45-40. And you look at both of these teams, and it's been a little bit of a role reversal this year. Last year, it was Alabama that came into this game with a record of 13-1, and it was Clemson who came in undefeated at 14-0. But this time around, Clemson is going to be the team that enters this contest with one loss. And it was a very close loss as the Pitt Panthers got the best of Clemson on November 12th in Death Valley by the score of 43-42. But aside from that, Clemson has been up for every single challenge that they faced this year. They began the season on the road against the Auburn Tigers, and they got past them 19-13. Once ACC conference play got going, they had a big push from the Louisville Cardinals, and they got past them 42-36. Then on October 29th, they were able to go to Tallahassee and get by the Florida State Seminoles by the score of 37-34. Then in the ACC championship game, they faced a fierce Virginia Tech team, and they got past them by the score of 42-35. And then, of course, the shocker on New Year's Eve in the Fiesta Bowl against the Ohio State Buckeyes, as Clemson dominated them by the score of 31-0. Now, on the flip side for Alabama, their toughest test have come this season on November 5th when they knocked off the LSU Tigers by the score of 10-0. And then on September 17th when they went on the road and got the best of the Ole Miss Rebels by the score of 48-43. But you look at some of the quality teams that Alabama has steamrolled this year. They began their season at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas against the USC Trojans, and they had their way with them that day by the score of 52-6. They got Arkansas on October 8th by the score of 49-30. The following week, they went on the road to Knoxville and destroyed the Tennessee Volunteers 49-10. You look at their regular season finale against the Auburn Tigers, and they got them 30-12. Then in the SEC championship game, they cruised past the Florida Gators 54-16. And then on New Year's Eve in the Peach Bowl, they got the best of the Washington Huskies 24-7. Now you look, obviously the big story heading into this game is the fact that Lane Kiffin has been relieved of his duties as Alabama's offensive coordinator, as he was the head coach in waiting, and now he is the head coach at Florida Atlantic. Steve Sarkisian, who was brought in as an analyst this year, has been promoted to offensive coordinator. He was going to be the offensive coordinator in 2017 for Alabama anywhere for the 2017 college football season, and that process just got sped up. And I know there are going to be some people that are going to say, well, so close to the game, why would you do this? Nick Saban is doing what he thinks is best for his program and his team. And if he feels that Lane Kiffin being around is going to be a distraction and Steve Sarkisian gives them a better opportunity to succeed in this game, then none of us can sit back and really question a guy like Nick Saban, who has had the success that he has had, not only at Alabama, but also LSU as well. But you look at this game, and for Clemson, number one, they have to limit their turnovers on offense. You look at the top defense in the nation that Alabama possesses, led by linebacker Reuben Foster, and it's a situation where all 11 pairs of eyes on defense are going to be focused on Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson. He is the engine that makes not only their offense, but their team go. So as he goes, Clemson is going to go. And I think he's going to have the game of his life if he's going to go out there and deliver a national championship for Clemson. Now you go back to last year and Watson really gave Clemson an opportunity to win. I think he has to have an even better game this time around if Clemson is going to win. Offensively for Alabama, it all begins with Jalen Hurts, and we saw the season that he had. Didn't have to have a big champion semifinal game, rather, against Washington, as Alabama's defense was up for the challenge in that one. But I think he's going to have more of an impact in this game, because I think there are going to be more points scored in this one, especially coming from Clemson. Now, you're going to look at the play calling. How familiar is Sarkisian with what Hurts can and can't do? But I think an X factor for Alabama offensively in this game could be running back Bo Scarborough. We saw his physical running ability similar to what Alabama had with Derrick Henry last year, and he really stepped up in that Peach Bowl win over Washington, especially in the second half, as he wore down that Husky defense. And I think he's going to have a big impact in this game. Why? Because Clemson linebackers Ben Bulwer and Kendall Joseph are definitely going to try to spy Jalen Hurts and keep him in that backfield to kind of neutralize the running ability. Easier said than done, but I think Clemson and defensive coordinator Brett Venables are going to go out there with that type of game plan, because just like Alabama needs to slow down Watson, Clemson defensively needs to slow down Hurts in order to neutralize this Alabama offense. I look at this game, there are playmakers for both teams. You look at this Clemson defense, and Ben Bulwer and Kendall Joseph are two of their big main guys as a unit this year. Clemson has 49 team sacks along with 20 interceptions. We've talked about Alabama's defense led by linebacker Reuben Foster, 50 team sacks this year, 16 interceptions, and 6 pick sixes. So once Alabama's secondary gets the ball, they know what to do with it. I think turnovers are going to be a key, not as much as far as field position goes, but I think turnovers are going to be a key factor in this contest. And typically, when a team makes a switch from an offensive coordinator this late in the season, you would think it would be a problem. Any other team except for Alabama. Why? Because they are led by Saban. Saban still has his finger on the pulse of this defense, and that is what has gotten Alabama to this point in the season. And at the same time, you figure Saban has had a few days with Sarkisian to get the game plan in order that he wants to run. Anybody else, any other team, any other coach in the nation, I would say it's a problem. But at the bottom, but the bottom line is, it's very tough to go against Nick Saban in this process. I know that Clemson is coming back looking not only to avenge last season's loss, but really to take their program to the next level under head coach Dabo Swinney. And he has done a tremendous job in his time there, but a national championship would get him to that next level. But it's just unfortunate because Nick Saban is on a roll right now in Tuscaloosa, and I think that keeps going as Alabama is going to win this game for their second consecutive national championship by the score of 34-30. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping this weekend's action from the wildcard round in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.